CFM in Montreal. No boundaries. Feel alive.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across five regions of the country.
A little bit closer.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
This is Biff.
Kiwi.
And the Rawad de Pampala Moose from Shalabi Effect. And you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm going to describe the bars of a prison holding cell in Manhattan for a couple of reasons. I will get to that. First, I remember the sunlight. It was winter, but one of those sunny days that you get in New York and also in Montreal, where the air is crisp and the light is bright. That sunlight was streaming through the windows, although in this case, I couldn't smell the winter air. It was just this bleach-smelling air from the holding cells at the Manhattan Detention Complex. Most people call that spot the tombs. I get it. For around 24 hours before being led up to the surface level, we were deep in the basement. Down there, the air was more heavy, kind of humid, kind of stale, but you also felt that the air was sick. There were cells across from each other. You could look into the cell across from you. Maybe 6 or 8 people in each cell. It's a little blurry. Before being transferred to Lower Manhattan to the tombs, we were being held deep in Brooklyn, in a warehouse that had been set up to hold people, protesters, hundreds, including me. In that spot, deep in Brooklyn, they had set up cages of some sort within a big warehouse space with fencing and barbed wire around. There were NYPD cops, but there were also a lot of lovely people who are locked up, some of them beside me. I remember them. I first spent some time with Mustafa Hanawi there. We were in a cell together at one point and talked quickly about Toronto, diners, working class politics, and immigration. I remember deep in Brooklyn, the FBI was sent in, and one by one, people were being called off to speak with FBI agents about why they had joined the big protest against the World Economic Forum that weekend. At one point, the FBI called for me to come. They had set up a little desk in a sort of hallway type of space where the agent would sit across on one side and ask questions. By the time it was my turn, a tactic was being developed within the cell. People would pile up on the person they were calling, so the FBI agent and the NYPD cops around couldn't pull the person out physically from the cell without a fight. When my turn came, I went to the bottom of the pile. They didn't get me out of the cell. I remember when the FBI and NYPD guys locked the door of the cell and walked away after trying to get me out for an interrogation and failing. There was a smile that went around between us in the cell. We had resisted. So the tactic of piling up on top of each other, we took that tactic in the following hours to support a couple other people who didn't want to talk to the FBI. It was working, sometimes. Back to the tombs in Manhattan a couple days later, not sure exactly the time and the days, but I was locked up for a couple of nights for sure. The sun was streaming in. It felt like around 11 a.m., then 1 p.m., then maybe 2. We were waiting. The court workers were calling names to come and appear before a judge at this point. To receive the charges, basically the legal justification as to why people were being held. We were waiting. In the cell next to me, it was someone I knew. It was David Graeber. It was artist Seth Tabachman, one of my New York mentors in the movement. Who it was, my memory's fuzzy. I remember being one of the last ones to be let out. It was late at night at this point, from the cells and cells of people. In the tombs. I didn't have proper ID. So I was one of the last ones out to the courtroom. The scene was so different in the court. There were high ceilings. It was very clean. The cells were not clean. At this point, I was getting pretty sick from the stale air in the holding cells. It was winter. In the courtroom, I remember the lights, the judge. The American Civil Liberties Union was there, ACLU. I was released with conditions and charges. I was totally out of it. I knew that I was going to be having to follow up as part of a charge that me and many others were facing. But I did walk out of the courtroom that night. It wasn't super cold, but it was winter. It was a wet Manhattan evening. David Graeber was there looking at me and came over. David encouraged me and said I should tell my story about what had happened. The sky above, I stopped, I remember. It was dark, deep night, with cloud cover, no moon. But it was wet, so the Manhattan lights were creating a sort of atmosphere, almost like a fog style going on. We walked over to an indie media TV studio that was set up. Paper Tiger Television was involved, and also Indie Media in New York, people from Democracy Now. David Graeber encouraged me to record something. I remember standing cold, looking into the camera, speaking about the FBI, the interrogations in Brooklyn, the 24-hour bright lights, the lack of legal representation during the FBI interrogations, the issues people were talking about, why we were there to protest the World Economic Forum and to protest war. I looked around. There were many activists in the space. There was a certain like good feeling in my heart. But I was getting pretty sick, so some friends found me a place to crash in Manhattan. It wasn't close to the Lower East Side, which I knew and felt comfortable in. But the person who had welcomed me had like a nice setup and a warm bed and seemed safe. So I said goodnight to David Graeber and others. I was thinking about New York while writing this. Somehow joining this protest against the World Economic Forum, that was in the winter of 2003. The feeling of it, the time locked up, the winter, the city, it connected my heart to New York in a certain way. It was a hard weekend. I got very, very sick. I had to sleep a couple days afterwards. It was like a very bad cold deep in my lungs. But I keep remembering these days, the light and the experiences, the ways the light was reflecting or not. You know, deep in the holding cell in the tombs, there wasn't light, but when I would see the light, it was very like special thing. I remember the air, the sun, of course, sunlight, starlight. It feels like a dream, but the dream was real, not a nightmare. Exactly, but a moment of difficulty in our efforts to mount a challenge to the power of the dollar, to define this world in a different way, to reject the idea of the dollar and consumption defining human experience. We saw the disaster coming. We were a warning sign.
Donna didn't come into the office today?
No, she's got a fever.
Aww, that's so thoughtful.
A woman of principle.
She even wears a mask to the mall and washes her hands for like 20 seconds.
Some people are just too perfect.
And when she has a sore throat, cough, or runny nose, she wears a mask too. Aww.
I can't believe it.
Talk about considerate.
I'm touched.
She can have my office chair.
She can have my office.
For everyone's good, let's adopt proper habits against the viruses. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Saturday, February 4th, 2023. More Entertainment presents A Party for the Grown and Sexy. Sexy. Icons of Soul.
Soul. Soul.
has come. Inside the Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 Demesanoff West, featuring live out of Toronto, Canada, Bill Cosby.
It's not that I don't love you.
Also from Montreal, Crystal Sound, Little Vicious, and DJ Nicholas. Early bird tickets at $25. More at the door. Tickets available at Ghost Coiffeur, Green's Restaurant, or call 514-804-1774. This is a classy event, so dress to impress. Icons of Soul, Saturday, February 4th, 2023.
Would you be interested in switching your internet service providers to a provider that provides better service of internet service providing than your current provider?
Radio stars are alive and well here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Landscape of rocky mountains transforming slowly into a pure white desert. No trees around. One floor's Bedouin habitations. Encampment for the goats under the striking sun. No water, empty spaces. The road belongs to the power, but the landscapes belongs to here, to the sun, to the rock, to the absence of water, to the goats, to the sun, to the rock, to the absence of water. We've left the flags. somewhere in no man's land.
Thank you. Thank you. voices in my head, voices.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
Time.
C. C is for...
Cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for...
Kitten.
Cam.
C, wait. Fianrufsig. U, unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C. K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for Montreal.
You already
know what it is.
What it is.
Ladies and gentlemen in the city of Montreal and worldwide, if you're tuned in online, this is CKUT 90.3. My name is Jason Alexander. I'm here with my good brothers of THT Entertainment. And this is our show, Whose Vibe Is It? Anyways, patent, trademark, pending, all that. My brother in the studio, Colin Hassel, Rossi Ross on the mix are here as well. And this is, like my brother likes to say, the new-ish edition where we are bringing you new tracks going into 2022, 2023, and beyond. How you doing, my brother Colin?
Yo, I'm vibing, man. I just got back from vacation. I haven't had a vacation in years. Down south, taking in some sun, and actually unplugging for a little bit, and that was so needed and so sweet to do. So, but I'm back, ready to rock.